Well, good morning again. My name is Michael Anthony Peruca, and I am the Republican candidate for Anne Arundel County Council, District 5, here in Maryland. Over the past 2 weeks, a controversy has continued to grow over my connection to a Christian free market group called the League of the South that has been unfairly labeled as a quote-unquote hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, there have been calls for me to publicly repudiate the League of the South, first by Democrats and then by a handful of Republicans, most notably gubernatorial candidate Larry Hogan. I'm here this morning to do three things. First, to restate my belief, both as a Christian and as a conservative, that racism, in all its forms, is unacceptable and morally wrong. Secondly, to explain why I will not be playing along with the Democrats' cynical game. And finally, I'm going to talk about the real issues that Maryland voters care about and the actual reason why I've been targeted, which is my principled opposition to bigger government and higher taxes. To begin with, just a little background. In August of 2012, a man named Floyd Corkins walked into the offices of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. Now, he came armed that morning, intending to kill as many people as he possibly could. His pockets were filled with ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, which he planned to smash into the victims' faces. Mr. Corkins decided to target the Family Research Council after visiting the website of a well-funded left-wing group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. You see, he had consulted their map of hate groups, quote-unquote hate groups. Now, providentially, this act of anti-Christian hate was stopped by a security guard. But it points out the dangers of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has labeled about 1,000 groups across the country as quote-unquote hate groups, smearing together obvious hatred, such as neo-Nazis or the Klan, with groups where the SPLC just simply doesn't like their politics. Groups like the Family Research Council and the League of the South. Now, despite the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center almost enabled an anti-Christian massacre, they are somehow still given credence by left-of-center groups and by news organizations. For example, just before the primary election, the Baltimore Sun ran an article attempting to smear me as a racist based on the quote-unquote hate group label designation that the SPLC gave to the League of the South. That's right. Despite my clear record and public statements against racism, this old familiar scenario began to emerge. Let's smear the conservative Republican candidate as a racist. By this time, everyone is very familiar with how the race card game gets played in modern American politics. But before I address why I'm not going to be playing along with that cynical game, let me restate something that's obvious to everyone who actually knows me. Not only am I not a racist, but I am an anti-racist. I have spoken publicly against racism. I've gone out of my way to repudiate racism. And if there are any racists in the League of the South, I repudiate them and I pray for them. Now, let's make it clear that I don't reject racism despite being a Christian conservative. I do so precisely because I am a Christian conservative. I reject racism because I am a Christian. And I believe that God made one race, the human race. Men and women of all skin colors are my brothers and my sisters. And I reject racism because I am a conservative who believes in individual rights bestowed on us by a loving God. Now, of course, the burden of proof should not be on me to prove that I'm not a racist. My political opponents are attempting to smear me with guilt by association, not, by the way, with a single solitary racist quote or action on my part. But to that end, two friends of mine have stepped forward to provide character references, both of which have been Republican candidates here in Maryland. And I'm going to let them, just for a moment, introduce themselves and make brief statements to you, and then I shall return.
To keep it brief, my name is Eric Knowles. I was the former congressional candidate and a former senatorial candidate here in the state. I've known Michael Peruca for probably 4 or 5 years now, and I can say that I've seen no such anything that would prove that he would be any sort of racist whatsoever. He's been nothing but welcoming with open arms to everyone I've seen of any sort of background, race, creed, color whatsoever. All people have always been welcome into the Institute of Constitution and his First Fridays. So if it's out there, I've never seen it, and I have nothing but full faith and trust in him to be fair and balanced to every single person out there, regardless of your colors.
Morning, my name is Robert Broadus, and I have known Michael for several years, and I would echo Eric's remarks, nothing that even resembles racism. He's had me over to his home, he's fed me, he's we've prayed together, I've enjoyed attending his First Friday events at the Institute on the Constitution. I've spoken at those events. I've also spoken at League of the South events because this group, along with the Institute on the Constitution, stood with us when it came to defending marriage as a union between a man and a woman. And this was a very serious fight waged here in Maryland. And when other people in the Republican Party were turning their backs on marriage, were turning their backs on conservative values, Michael stood with us. Michael stood by his God, and that I appreciate. As you know, Michael ran for president under the Constitution Party banner and has since distanced themselves from the Constitution Party because they turned their back on the issue of life being sacred. In contrast, when Larry Hogan, our current Republican nominee, was asked about the Hobby Lobby decision, which also says that a private business doesn't have to provide four kinds of abortifacients to their employees. Well, Larry Hogan said, I have no comment on that issue. Anthony Brown was happy to wade into that issue. We need people of faith and courage and conviction in office in Maryland. We need people like Michael Peruca. And as I said before, and I will reiterate again, I have seen nothing in all the years I've known him to suggest that he is in any way a racist, that he is in any way opposed to people like me. I've attended church with him where there are several black members attending as well. And, you know, what racist would expose himself to this kind of dealings with people whom he, according to the accusations, wouldn't agree with. But what really, really influenced me to come out today and say this is a ridiculous charge against him is when we were coming into the approach of whom we would support for the gubernatorial race, I was talking with Michael and others at the IOTC about who we should support for governor. And as you know, we had Larry Hogan, David Craig, Ron George, and Charles Lawler. Charles Lawler being African American. And at the time, I was not supportive of Charles Lawler. But Michael supported Charles Lawler. And his support of Charles Lawler encouraged me and the people I was associated with to endorse Charles Lawler and Tim Kemmerman for governor. Unfortunately, they did not win. We wish we had that kind of courage and conviction representing us in Annapolis. Thank you.
Thank you both, gentlemen. I'm very, very grateful. Now, let me explain why I am not going to play along with a cynical political charade. We've all seen the race card game played so many times in American politics that the normal sequence of events is completely predictable. Democrats, and it's always Democrats, make the unwarranted charge of racism against Republicans, and it's always Republicans, Then the Republicans fall all over themselves in a misguided attempt to appease the Democrat demands. However, this never actually works. You see, feeding the race card monster does nothing to slow down its insatiable appetite for destruction. And I'm here this morning to say that I understand the nature of the cynical, dishonest race card smear game, and I'm not going to play along. In this case, the charges against me are being led by Carl Snowden in what I believe is an obvious attempt to distract from the personal demons that have plagued Mr. Snowden over the past few years. Once a respected Maryland state official, now Mr. Snowden has 3 drunk driving convictions and a drug conviction, and has been reduced to heading up a civil rights group that he created himself. Now, I understand why Mr. Snowden desperately needs to find issues to attach himself to. And as a Christian, I pray for his recovery from his personal issues. However, while I'm sympathetic to his problems, I'm not about to let him smear me in order to find renewed relevance. Even beyond my specific case, however, this one-sided race card game just has to stop. Playing the race card solves no real problems, it makes nobody's life better, and to state the painfully obvious, it's a horribly one-sided game. You see, Democrats have no problem cozying up to Planned Parenthood, an organization that was founded by avowed racist Margaret Sanger. Sanger created something called the Negro Project to abort as many black babies as possible, and with the help of black community leaders. To this day, Planned Parenthood kills a significantly larger proportion of black babies than it does white babies. So where are the calls for Democrats to distance themselves from this group that many believe is committing black genocide? Nowhere. And as Barack Obama's ally Al Sharpton proves, Democrats are allowed to be as destructively racist as they want to be. They can start race riots or defend young men who brutally raped a black woman, and they are rewarded with their own MSNBC show, as long as they remain loyal to the Democrat Party and to Barack Obama. Yet despite this obvious double standard, Republicans continue to fall for the Democrat race card game, allowing the shameless racist Democrats to divide and to conquer. Now, Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Hogan has never met me. He's never spoken to me. He never took the time to even ask me if I was racist or to reach out or to have a dialogue with me. And again, as a Christian, I'm ready and willing to forgive Mr. Hogan and would like to sit down with him. But Mr. Hogan should understand that the Democrats making these accusations are not his friend. They want to see him defeated in November, just as they want to see all Republicans defeated. And Republican leadership here in Maryland has rightly said that this race card sideshow is a distraction from the real issues. But they make a mistake, however, in attempting to kowtow to liberals and Democrats that created that distraction. What's really happening is that the Democrats are desperate to win the 5th district seat that I'm running for, just as they see their grip slipping statewide. Their opposition to me is ideological. I'm a Christian conservative who won't raise taxes or increase the size of government. And that's the real issue in the election, and that's exactly why the Democrats oppose me. I believe that Maryland is ready to change direction. Across the state, citizens see the failure of Democrat policies. And I believe it's time for a new direction in political tactics as well. People are sick to death of this dishonest politics of personal destruction. The race card game has been played so often and so recklessly that it's allowing real racism to spread. And I say, enough with the foolishness. There are real issues in this election. And I want every voter in Anne Arundel County to District 5 to know that I am a fighter who will do my part to keep taxes low and to keep government out of your lives. And I'm counting on you to see past the distractions. And I'm counting on your vote in November. And I thank you for your kind attention today.